out to be able to do your renewal calculation, which is on page 19. Okay, so just kind of walking through, and this is fairly important, that you have the total number of subscribers at 265, 393 people, total souls on the plan. You can see kind of the distribution of employee only versus people who have dependents on. We have more dependents certainly than we used to because you guys have a higher contribution than in the past, but you know, there's still not a ton of people on there. The medical loss ratio, again, at 88%, but then they take the pooled claims out. They then trend those claims up, meaning that the same claims net this year is going to cost more next year. They always use 10%. That number is too high. That's one of the things that I would go back and argue as we go through, and we'll talk about that more if we go to executive session. But if you look at PricewaterhouseCoopers, accounting firms, non-insurance people who are looking at this, the number's between 7 and 8%. And that makes a fairly big difference this year, but it really makes a big difference when they're trending up claims from 2 years ago, right? Because that's what they're doing on the prior term. If you take those up 10% and 10% again, it compounds. And so it's one of those things where we always argue with Cox if we're going to go back and negotiate with them. Okay? So they apply the trend, and then they weight the current year at 70% versus 30% for the prior year. Again, the most recent claims are the most credible. They come up with your claims experience at $960, basically. They look at manual claims. And what this tells you as a commission is that you're running hotter than if you just had a group of people the same age and gender and we just handed a census, didn't have claims data on them. The expectation from the carrier would be about $765 in claims per employee per month. You're at about $960. Okay. The good news in that is that typically what the actuaries will tell you is that things regress to the mean. And just like I showed that we had less pooled claims, that our loss ratio had gone from 98 to 88, it looks like you guys continue to trend in a little better position. Obamacare wants us to be at an 85% loss ratio as opposed to an 88, but we're pretty close to where that would be.
Okay.
The experience is then blended, so they give you a little credit for the manual claims, takes your total down to 901. Administrative costs at 7%, which is very good. That's kind of one of Cox's claims to fame, is they're efficient. There is a cost for that pooling. The thing that's different with Cox than other carriers is they community rate. So every group we have, or every group that Cox has, is getting charged $77.50 for that $150,000 pooling. Blue Cross, United, name your carrier, would come in and say, well, you had claims, and so we're going to charge you more than somebody that hasn't had any claims. You guys, over the last several years, have had several claims, so that's to your benefit in this. Commission is paid to us, required revenue they come up with. There's an underwriter adjustment, which is they took $78 out of there looking at the claims experience and things, which is good, and that's how they came up with their 7% renewal increase coming forward. So, Commissioner Plummer, if you were to entertain, I would recommend, well, and Erica, help me on this. Do you want to walk through yours? I guess you're just going to give them the information and let them think about it, right? At some point, and we don't have to do it right now, but at some point I would suggest that we go to executive session so that we can discuss my marching orders.
All right. Well, Erica, would you mind go ahead and giving us yours?
No,
and then we'll do that.
Do not mind at all. I will start with the packet of spreadsheets that's right behind your Cox Health Plan's medical renewal. These are going to be specific to the dental and the vision insurance. We moved to MetLife from Delta Dental on January 1 of 2025. However, we did have some service-related issues with MetLife this year, so Don did request that we market these two lines of coverage. We did go to market. We did have Guardian and Kansas City Life that both put together proposals for your group. Guardian had a better option, so they're going to be on your spreadsheet here. MetLife, you had a rate cap of 6% on the dental renewal, similar to the medical. That is something we can go back and negotiate with them. Guardian is on the dental low plan going to be roughly 8.5% more, so roughly 2.5% over the MetLife renewal. One item that I want to point out that is different with Guardian than what you have with MetLife, if you remember, Delta Dental had the letters they sent out requesting providers to be exclusive with them, and the majority of the brands and providers did sign that exclusivity with Delta. So when we moved to MetLife, MetLife is one of the only carriers that offers that 99% right in the middle of the page for the usual and customary. That helps your members have more paid towards their out-of-network benefits. And with Guardian, that would only be 90%. So your employees would be not only those with, you know, buying up and those with family coverage paying a little bit more in monthly premium, they would also be paying more when they went to see the provider if they did go out-of-network. And that is on your low plan. If you flip the page over, this is the high plan that you do have some individuals that buy up to. It is roughly 3.79% over your renewal with MetLife. Does have a better ortho benefit, Guardian does, and that's why it's highlighted at 2,000 versus the 1,500. But again, it's that 90% versus the 99 percentile when they go out of network, which again would impact them at the time they utilize the plan. So for the dental, we have a couple of options. We can negotiate with MetLife to see if they're firm on their 6% or if they would lower the rates a bit for us. And if you guys said no, we don't want to continue coverage with them, we want to move to Guardian, that would be our second option.
And we had other options too, but they were not near as competitive. Guardian
correct.
Is just the most competitive.
Yes, that is correct. Delta Dental declined to quote your group, but Kansas City Life did put together a proposal, but their proposal was not as competitive and rich as what Guardian is offering.
Do you know why Delta declined?
They typically, once you move away from them, don't take your business back for at least a couple of years.
Okay.
So it's standard, unfortunately. If you flip to the second set of spreadsheets, this is the vision with Guardian. MetLife, you're currently under rate hold, so there is technically no renewal on this. But Guardian is roughly 5% over your current vision rates for the low plan and 5% higher on the high plan as well. I do believe that all the service issues with MetLife have been resolved. I don't believe there's anything outstanding unless Dawn tells me otherwise. So.
No, we had something 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I think it did get resolved.
And it would be a network change on the vision. MetLife utilizes VSP where Guardian utilizes Davis. Shouldn't be that big of an issue, but if you do consider moving, and there's certain providers in the area that are, you know, we would want to verify if the top providers are in Davis as well. Questions on the dental or vision coverage?
So other than the $500 on the Ortho Max with Guardian, what I'm seeing is they have a higher rate
correct.
And less service other than that $500 on
correct.
Ortho Max.
That is correct.
And okay. Just so I'm not overlooking or it's more money, less benefits
correct.
Than what we currently have. Okay.
Correct. All right. Then behind those spreadsheets, you will see the MetLife renewal and the Guardian proposal. And then there is another set of spreadsheets, which are going to be for the life and disability coverage that we sent to market. Um, We have been with Lincoln Financial since January 1, 2024 for the basic life insurance, voluntary life insurance, and then the short-term and long-term disability. Took these lines of coverage to market. Guardian had the best option. They were originally higher on all lines of coverage, but came back late yesterday, and they will match your basic life rates, your voluntary life rates, and they were already at current with long-term disability, but it is the short-term disability that they are higher on, in which your employees would be paying more each month for that coverage. So I'll start with the life insurance. Again, this is the basic life insurance that the county pays for. Again, they would match your current rate. Only difference in coverage is they do offer dependent coverage at birth, whereas with Lincoln, it kicks in at 15 days. And that's a $500 benefit. Same with the voluntary life. We have the difference of birth. They do offer coverage at birth. And then their definition for dependent spouse is just a little bit different, as it's 5,000 increments to a maximum of 125,000. Whereas your current is 5,000, not to exceed 2.5 times the employee's annual salary. I don't believe if we go to move to Guardian, we can certainly look to see if there would be any impact there, but I do not believe so, because they both still cap it at 50% of the employee's coverage.
Okay.
And again, the voluntary life rates, Guardian came in late yesterday, and they're going to match those as well. It's the short-term and the long-term disability that would concern me if we do move to Guardian. Their definition for a pre-existing condition or pre-existing limitation is a little bit different than what you have with Lincoln. Lincoln has a fairly rich benefit where it's anything that you were diagnosed or treated for 3 months prior to effective date would have a 12-month waiting period or exclusion period unless you hadn't sought treatment for a six-month period. So they kind of give you that grace, like, hey, if you hadn't had treatment within the six-month period, they would essentially go ahead and pay the claim. With Guardian and most carriers, especially all those we went to market with, it is a strict 312, meaning if you had a visit, diagnosis, condition 3 months prior to the policy contract, they are strict on that 12-month exclusion. So it's 12 months. They don't care when you last sought treatment for it. It is 12 months. So that would be a change if we were to move to Guardian. And long-term disability, match those rates. But the short-term disability, your employees, I have a spreadsheet that shows the breakdown that they would pay. Everyone would be paying more, but it would be roughly $3, and I think the highest is at $19 more per month if we were to move the short-term disability coverage. You know, it's no secret. We had our issues with Lincoln Financial. Just going to put it out there. I feel like we're in a good spot now with Lincoln Financial by us taking out the billing portion, meaning, you know, we are now billing the county versus having Lincoln involved in the billing. They originally were going to increase your rates at renewal. So if you look at the Lincoln packet, it would actually show that you're getting an increase. But I will say our rep stepped up to the plate and was like, absolutely not. This group has been through a lot. We are holding their current rates for 2 more years. So I do feel like that was certainly nice of them to do after all that poor Don's been through the last 2 years. So with that, I will certainly open it up to questions on the life and disability as well.
So I would ask Don, as far as the Lincoln and the billing, are you comfortable with the way it is now? Does anybody have questions for Erica?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. If that's all you have there, then I would entertain a motion to move into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 1, 3, and 12.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 3, and 12.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. We'll roll call.
Shane, aye.
I have